And good morning. It's 9:09. It's Thursday. It's open phone day today. We'll talk about anything and everything that may be on your mind or is on your mind, or whether you seeing that the Russian the peace talks obviously were pretty much a ruse. Vladimir Putin demanding now that anybody that wants to purchase anything from Russia has to pay them in rubles, which are pretty much, I don't know, what is a ruble?
I can't expect many things are being purchased from Russia right now.
I'm guessing that not. And nobody's agreeing to do that. You know, you wonder, we had the story of Adolf Hitler and about the command structure and how no one wanted to give him any bad, you didn't ever give any bad news to Adolf Hitler. He was fiercely loyal, but you never told him bad news. Didn't want to hear any bad, no bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Does it remind you of anybody that doesn't want to hear any bad news? You wonder what he's being told. This is Vladimir Putin. The comparison or the analogy is there. All right, you want another analogy? 17-minute gap in a White House recording of the President Nixon and his staff talking about the Watergate investigation.
Here we go.
Okay.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
Strap in. There's an 8-hour gap in presidential communication. 8-hour gap, not 17 minutes, but an 8-hour gap in all presidential, in all phone records and any communication from President Trump from the White House during the time of the break-in and the insurrection. You can call it what you want.
I just use the word riot because that's what it
or
is.
Or riot, or, yeah, I think you can.
That's what it was. It was a riot.
Those who try to defend it tries to say it was just some people stopping by the Capitol building, and they happened to go in the windows and any place else,
destroy public property.
It was just a tour of the White. It was a tour of the Capitol. Yeah, it was what it was. Not exactly. Anyhow, the fact is that everything is. Would you agree with me, Colin? Everything's politicized. I mean, everything's politicized.
When has it not been?
I can't remember if it's not ever been. Now President Trump or the former President Trump is now coming out and saying that he's saying it was not a good thing for Putin to go into Putin. It's a bad thing for Putin to go into Ukraine.
You think he's going to come out and praise him? Actually, don't answer that.
I'm not going to even go there because, no, we're not going to go there. The fact
any politician with a hope of getting into public office, or in his case, getting into public office again, would come out and condemn that.
You know, it's just, we're still in this situation where we have this sort of, we get close and we don't know what to do. I was talking about this with the author, Alan Winter. He was the author of Sins of the Father on our show on Tuesday. And he was talking about, the fact is in the analogy between the trying to basically control, trying to bring down Hitler trying to bring down Hitler and trying to bring down Trump. And the fact is information is something, no one tells anybody bad news. You see what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, Trump?
Did I say Trump? I meant Putin. There's slips all over the place.
Is there something you'd like to say?
I'm not going to say Soviet Union anymore.
back to the previous. Is there something you're trying to tell us there?
The fact is, this is something that is, our response and the Western response has been tepid at best.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a fact. No one wants to cross that line. No one wants to,
No, because crossing that line would mean war.
I understand that. And that's the problem, is that what can you do, and have you already...
I think in terms of what we can do, we've pretty much already done it.
So now we just simply, do we wring our hands and say, I'm sorry, that's what's going on, or do we watch this... demolition going on and continuing, or this war crime? I don't know.
I wish I had the answer.
it goes back to the same thing we saw in the more you are unsure of what you do, or you walk back statements, or you're not prepared for the sanctions. One of the things that we did get from Alan Witter is that I was talking about, he said, you know, if that Zelensky, if he says anything, he has to agree with Zelensky, is that the sanctions should have been in force or should have been put on as the buildup was going on. They should have been put on but we didn't, because we didn't, we were just sort of like, unsure of ourselves, and nobody wants to take a chance. Nobody wants to be the first one. Anyway, good morning. Who do we have with us today?
This is Dean.
Yes, Dean. Good morning.
About what happened to the Oscars, let me put it this way. You name me one celebrity that's ever went to jail for what they did. Name me one celebrity that went to jail and stayed there and punished for what they did. Period.
I can't think of... I'm guessing there probably is an example of that, wouldn't you say? How about...
Oh, absolutely.
Smollett? Is that the guy? Who was the guy that was... that was in Chicago.
Jussie Smollett?
Yeah.
Well, this was a whole nother different... That was a staged mugging.
He wasn't a celebrity like Will Smith or like...
he was decently famous.
Or politician. I'm talking about basically somebody who has a lot of money, who is powerful, who is rich.
You want to know the real truth?
I mean, you know, but...
Hey, Dean, do you want to know the real story behind this story here? The real story is the Academy, members of the, or the Academy, the person in charge,
nothing's
I'm not sure.
Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen.
No, they went. Nothing is going to happen.
But they did go, they went directly to nobody saw this, but they went directly to Will Smith and asked him to leave now. They asked him to leave immediately after this thing happened, and he refused. And if you
they should have made him leave anyway. Period. They should have said, "You get out." Period.
But the Academy also knew, whoever was in charge, they also knew that he was going to win the Best Actor Award. I'm not saying that they were supposed to know, but I'll bet they knew that he was going to win the Best Actor Award. So if there was a reason why they didn't follow through and have any escorts, you know, take him out of the thing, that was why, I'm guessing. They tried to, frankly, it was a cover-up, and frankly, it is, the fact is...
Well, you're right about that, sir, but my point is this, that basically, they have the money. They can have these high-priced lawyers, but if me and you, what would happen if me and you would have done that?
Well, you know what?
If I would have come punch somebody or slap somebody...
You'd be in jail.
Well, you also have to take into account, Dean, that no criminal charges were filed against anyone in this incident.
That makes my point.
The only one who could have pressed charges was Chris Rock.
Chris Rock was the only person who could press charges, and he chose not to.
Yeah.
So.
No, Chris Rock was the only guy.
You're going around it's just like.
No, I get your point.
Well,
I'm just saying.
One producer, two. A couple years ago, it came out that what he did to the women.
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. No.
Well, he actually has criminal charges.
And he is in prison.
He's been convicted and is in prison.
He's been in prison.
That's very rare.
These are two completely different things, and he has more money than both those guys combined.
The other side of it is, Dean, now Chris Rock was the only one who could have pressed charges. The other thing is...
He chose not to.
The Academy knew also that Will Smith was going to win. If they didn't know, they knew that
They probably had a few extra security guards around him.
Yes, so they pretty much knew that he was going to be the winner. Now, what they could not control was the fact... He obviously had far too much, I'm going to guess, far too much alcohol or whatever to drink because his response...
He clearly was not thinking.
He was clearly not in his thoughts. He was not in a rational state of mind, and that's the bottom line.
I think what happened is that he left, turned to his wife, and his wife said, I quote, "You better defend my honor." And I think that's, and also it's partly their fault because they're open about everything in their life. They're on television.
Okay.
I mean, if it was me, I would not publicize everything about my life on television.
Yeah.
Well, you
I
have that luxury.
That way.
My point is this: that basically, if you're rich and power wealthy. Well, it's always been this way, ever since the dawn of day, that if you're that way, you're most likely you're not going to face what everyday person would face if a Joe like me or you, or somebody like me or you would do what we did. It would be opposite.
Well, you know what?
This is nothing new.
Well, the fact is, everything is a matter of circumstance and situation, Dean, because the fact is, I would say most people in that audience at the time thought when he walked up there that it was, and that it was sort of, this was a, they thought, in fact, I'm guessing a lot of them thought, this is a staged. A comedy bit or a staged action. It wasn't, but it looked to me when I saw it the first time, it looked to me like, this is something had already been preset, and it was one of those fake slap. Well, it was real, but hey, Dean, you know what? The world is not fair, and it's never been fair, and that's just the bottom line.
I agree about that.
Right.
And if I'll make one quick point.
Real quick.
Mm-hmm. About what's happening in Kosovo.
Not in Kosovo. Ukraine. You mean Ukraine? Is that right? Not Kosovo. Ukraine.
Ukraine. Sorry.
Yeah. No. That's right. Kosovo was a sad thing too. Yeah.
Tell them, I would give you the planes. You have your own pilots, and I will give them tanks. But no American troops. None. Zero.
You know, we have 100,000.
Yeah.
I think that's the plan for the most part.
I think it is. It is.
Mad. That it's about time they spend more on defending their borders and defending themselves.
No, there's no doubt, and they are spending. Mm-hmm. They are spending more. They are sending aid.
Yeah, they finally are doing it.
But they're sitting on. But everybody's sitting on their hands.
That.
But mm-hmm. Everybody's sitting on their hands because they're all simply scared. You know what, Dean? I got to let you go.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
And just another point I'd like to get out about the Oscars thing, and this
yes.
is my feelings on it. Who cares?
Apparently a lot of people do.
I just don't get this country's obsession with famous people.
Well, it's the fact that what happened was an assault, and you can say assault is your definition. But no, it was an assault, and it happened on live TV, it happened at the Oscars, and it happened to happen to the between the guy that won the Best Actor award and the host of the actor. It should never have happened.
I'm saying, if you just saw somebody slap another dude on the street, you'd keep walking.
But because
it's famous people, all of a sudden it's front page news.
If you see somebody strike and hit somebody across the face on a street, and it's somebody you know the background story on the thing, no, that is assault, and that is a crime, and that is punishable. So that's assault and battery. That is exactly what that is.
Would it be the top news story around the world for an entire day?
It would not be on the street, but it is when the West Actor Award winner goes up there. And not only that, but if you saw that, you saw the unedited clip, you see the words that what he was saying. I mean, there was a lot of F words that were being said in that thing too. So it's like, yeah, No, it was. I'm just saying it should not have happened, and he should have been. They should have taken him right out. The fact is, I would have taken him right out. I don't know whether.
Don't lie to yourself. You watch live award shows like that for stuff like that. You want to see massive train wrecks.
You don't. But something like I've never seen anything
not
like that.
Not that severe, but you definitely watch it for drama like that.
It was crazy. But you know what? The bottom line, I don't really care. most people, I guess.
Well, you care enough to get upset at me over my feelings over it.
No, but to not define it as assault. If I saw somebody do that to me, if it happened to me on the street or it happened to somebody
forgive
I knew,
me if I
it
feel,
would be an assault.
Forgive me if I feel like a pair of middle-aged comedians getting into a fight on live TV has little impact on my life.
It's still assault, regardless. And it's a assault of battery. Regardless of whatever you want to not define it as, that's how it would be defined.
I'm not saying
it's
not assault. I'm just saying I don't care.
I know you don't care, and that's fine.
And you say you don't, but you're getting really upset at me for saying I don't care.
Well, you're saying you're upset not because you don't care. You're upset because why is everybody making a big deal out of it?
Yeah.
It's not the, you know, I understand you don't care, but that's fine.
I'm just saying, there's a few more pressing issues in the world going on right now other than a couple of middle-aged comedians getting into it on live TV.
Agreed. I agree entirely. No, let's move on from the Oscar situation. We're going to take a break for some news coming up here. I think, right now, the fact is, this situation is not getting any better between Putin and the West. Would you agree with me on that?
I would say Putin and most of the world, actually.
Putin, I would say that would be right. And the fact is would you agree that that war crimes are being committed in this situation?
I think it's impossible to say war crimes are never committed in any military conflict.
This one is particular.
War crimes have been committed in every major conflict.
Targeting, yes, and well, by that definition, I guess our dropping of the atomic bomb on civilians would have been.
That's a whole nother philosophical debate we will not be having.
Okay, we're not going to get, but it's one of those things that
we could fill an entire hour
debate. But that's been the cry.
Go-to example of war crimes committed by the West. But the
Holocaust is those who try to say the Holocaust didn't happen.
Where's this coming from?
Well, I'm saying is. No, there is a lot of people that say there's a whole
I'm
network.
Just wondering what
I'm thinking of the book that I had, The Sins of the Fathers book.
And you gave me a copy of that. I haven't started it yet.
Yeah, well, take a read when you do. All right, we're going to take a break for news. We're going to talk some more, but right now we got to get into this.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
Y'all ready?
Who runs faster?
After realizing what was going to go down if you went forward with this, I don't think anyone would be close to how fast and quickly RG3 pulled up out of there away from that book deal.
Two pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a cup of Joe, Jonas Knox.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray.
Why let those dishes pile up? Dawn Dish Spray cleans them super fast.
DQ presents. Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces. Then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
Businesses are always looking for ways to stay in front of their customers. Have you thought about the number of additional impressions you could make on potential customers just by putting your business name on your car? Hi, this is Tyler Sherwood with the Sherwood Company. Adding a sign to your company or personal vehicle allows you to have a rolling ad for your business all year long. From a full-color wrap to a simple logo on the door, Sherwood Company's professional designers and installers have you covered. Maybe you yourself have seen some of the rolling ads professionally installed by the Sherwood Company. Standard of Beaverdale, Zeiser's, Davis Homes, and Mike Campbell's Body Shop and Towing all have trusted the Sherwood Company to bring their brand identity onto the open road. Using the same technology, Sherwood Company can wrap almost anything you can think of. We've wrapped a pool table and even a prosthetic leg. Have an idea of something cool you want to do? Give us a call at the Sherwood Company.
First impressions last. Time to call Sherwood.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
The Trump doctrine is to bomb, use modern military, sophisticated weaponry and warfare methods to beat the crap out of an enemy. And that means the caliphate. The caliphate that grew under Joe Biden and Barack Obama was bombed out of existence by Donald Trump. Just like he took out Soleimani and he took out al-Baghdadi and just like he took out the al-Qaeda leader in Yemen. That is called peace through strength.
Sean Hannity. Afternoons from 2 to 5 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The Des Moines County Treasurer's Office would like to remind residents that Thursday is the deadline for second half property tax payments. Payments may be made in person at the Treasurer's Office until 4:30 p.m. or online at iowatreasurers.org until 11:59 p.m. Thursday. Payments may also be left in the Des Moines County drop box located on the south side of the county courthouse between the building and the parking lot before 4:30 p.m. E-checks and credit card payments are also accepted for online and in-person payments. However, there is a service fee for this option. If paying by mail, payment must be postmarked before March 31st to avoid paying interest. Interest of 1.5% per month will be added to the payment starting Friday. The unemployment rate for February in southeast Iowa dropped compared to January. TV station KHQA reports that most counties in southeast Iowa were close to the state average of 3.5%. Des Moines County had a rate of 5.5%, Wapello County had a rate of 3.7%, and Van Buren County was at 3.2%. The lowest rates were Jefferson County with 3% and Mahoska and Davis County both with 2.8%. The deadline to submit films for the Snake Alley Film Festival is approaching. The festival is an annual event that showcases movies from all around the world over multiple days in multiple genres. The regular deadline to submit films is Friday. The final submission deadline is May 1st. For more information, visit SnakeAlleyFestivalOfFilm.com. Many Americans can now get a second COVID-19 booster, but it's hard to tell who really needs another shot right now and who could wait. U.S. regulators this week authorized extra Pfizer or Moderna shots for anyone 50 or older and for some younger people with severely weakened immune systems. COVID-19 cases are low in the U.S., but health officials want to get ahead of a possible next coronavirus surge. Adults who received the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine already were eligible for a booster of any kind, and health officials recommend only some of them get another. From the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden today is expected to announce the release of more oil from the nation's strategic reserve.
If they do release a million barrels every day for the next 6 months, then the strategic reserve is only going to be about half full and at its lowest level since 1984.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey. A Navy sailor is killed in a small plane crash off the coast of Virginia.
Two others were hurt in the crash that happened around 7:30 last night. A statement from the Navy confirming the incident added that divers from the fire department in Worcester County, Maryland, helped recover the body. The two other crew members were rescued by the Maryland State Police. They did not have life-threatening injuries.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Another Blue Origin tourist space flight is over, up and down, lasting about 10 minutes from takeoff to touchdown in West Texas, with six people on board. None of them were celebrities this time. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Cloudy skies, a 30% chance of some occasional rain possible this morning. Otherwise, cloudy, a slight chance of an isolated shower this afternoon. High to 39. We'll have a northwest wind gusting to 25. Cloudy early, then becoming partly cloudy tonight. Low down to 27. A sunny Friday up to 52. Mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain Friday night, down to 38. And Saturday, partly sunny, a 50% chance of rain, mainly in the morning, a high to 51. And right now, with a cloudy sky, 35.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Mixed markets on this last trading day of March and of the first quarter of the year. Stocks are on pace for a winning month, although the major averages are still lower for the year. Oil prices sliding this morning as the Biden White House reportedly considers the largest ever release of U.S. strategic oil reserves. U.S. crude back down around $102 a barrel this morning. Inflation rose sharply in February, 6.4% to its annual highest level in 40 years as food and gas prices soared. The personal consumption expenditures Index is the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. It also showed personal income and spending coming in below expectations. 202,000 people applied for unemployment benefits last week, a slight uptick from the week before, but the total number of people collecting some form of jobless benefit now at its lowest since 1969. Jessica Ettinger, CNN.
The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Behold the CFO, the chief financial officer. This isn't some bean counter. Today's CFO is critical to the strategy, growth, and profitability of the business. But in growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs. One who's struggling to keep up with spreadsheets everywhere, manual processes, errors, and lack of visibility into the numbers. It takes weeks to close the books. And one who's on top of their game. Automated reports, inventory, e-commerce, and HR flow into the financial models seamlessly. Insights coming with the click of a button. This CFO uses NetSuite by Oracle with visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. That's why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system used by over 29,000 growing businesses. Like I said, the CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Head to netsuite.com/advantage for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/advantage. netsuite.com/advantage.
Bicycles, bicycles, bicycles.
Hi, this is Edward and Kimberly Bickle from Bickle Cycling Fitness. If you're like us, we love riding our bikes.
Plus, we don't drive yet.
Not that we could afford it.
I know, right?
When it comes to bike service, like a car, basic maintenance keeps your bike performing at its best.
A bike has a lot of little moving parts that work together to give you an awesome riding experience. Over time, those parts can get dirty, worn down, and, well, gross.
When that happens, the parts on your bike start making noises, and it becomes harder to operate, making bike rides less enjoyable, if not unsafe.
A bike breaking down never happens at the right place nor time.
Good news is that at Bickles, we service all bicycle makes and models, not just what we sell.
And we offer same-day service, too.
Our guys have been doing this for a long time.
And we've been learning, too.
So no matter what type of bicycling you like to do,
when bike riding becomes easier, you find yourself riding more often.
Bickle Cycling and Fitness.
In West Burlington, Iowa.
When there's a change in the weather.
It's horrible out here.
And you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it's going to be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Welcome back on the talk show today. All right, what's important, what's not important? Let's see, property taxes, they are due today, and that should be important to be done.
Office hours end at 4:30. Online deadline is midnight.
Best advice, it has to be. I guess what they said, if you want to make sure it's, you better make sure. If you're going to take it to the post office, make sure it's postmarked today. It has to be postmarked today, and so don't put it in the mailbox today. And that mailbox, it may make
it. If you've got it in an envelope, just take it down to the courthouse, put it in the drop box.
Now, if you don't, you pay, I think it's a 1.5% per month.
That's the interest rate.
You'll pay a fine on the thing, but the fact is it doesn't, I don't know. As I said, it's one of those things. We do it, it's a twice a year burden. We did talk about the property taxes. I don't know. You wonder. I don't know how inflation will be affecting property taxes.
Did you see your property tax rate change at all?
I did see my property tax rate change.
By much?
Well, I didn't see it by much, but what happened is the
there is much.
Well, there is
without
a...
Without getting into some hard numbers.
No. The actual... It's based on the valuation, based on the assessed valuation. So mm-hmm. It went up, but the levies, because there's a rollback that goes into that formula as well. So when it was all said and done, it was not much more. It was not a big jump over what I've had in the past. I haven't seen any huge jumps in there. The property, obviously, your property continues to. I have seen that the price of homes, at least last year, jumped a lot. And I don't know how it's going. We don't jump as much here as they do in those big places, California or all of the big cities and things like that. We did see that a lot of the cities saw huge rent increases. And some of that was because of the fact that some of these landlords or the rental companies that were in charge of these, or management companies, they ended up having, there was basically an interim because of the pandemic, wasn't there? Mm-hmm. What was that because of the, in terms of collecting rent or whatever, you could not eject or you couldn't
evict. There was a moratorium on evictions,
but you still had, but everybody, but when that, when the bell rang, then all you had to, that still meant you had to pay up or shut up or get out.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't seen, and you haven't seen, you haven't seen a rent increase, have you?
Thank goodness, no.
Okay, all right. It is.
Well, my rent is pretty decent, and because they said I was a decent tenant, they said they wouldn't be raising my rent.
Well, that's good.
So I guess I'm lucky because I have a good landlord.
Anyway, that's, you know, good landlords are good to have. Anyway, it is a, it's a Thursday. The situation, as I would say, in Ukraine, it seems to be one of those that either we're going to have. I don't see Putin backing down, but I do see his, apparently I do see his army. Basically, I guess as far as boots on the ground, his boots on the ground have not been doing that well. What has been happening is that he's got a lot of high tech weapons that seem to be able to cause a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And those weapons are, you know, those missiles and weapons and mortars and things like that.
All those things are eventually going to become useless if you have nobody who wants to shoot them.
The fact is, I don't know. You've got the laws that have been passed. Have you seen fake news, quote unquote, or you basically who any dissent is punishable by 17 years in prison? I mean, this is like, it really is like the old Soviet Union at its worst. It's almost like Lenin or Stalin laws. These are what these are. And I don't know what to, Putin is a hard person to, yeah, I there is a certain, for God's sakes, as I read, looking at that book, almost a Hitler-esque aura surrounding this guy. Almost like he's got a, you know, like, I wonder how many different body doubles. I think we talked about this. How many body doubles do you think he's got?
Enough.
And vehicle doubles or whatever, vehicles that are the same. It's just a, yeah.
But the Ukraine thing, as we said earlier, is kind of being talked about.
But that's the thing. That's why the Oscar thing tended to blow it off the front page. 754-1490. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
Yeah, this is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Morning.
Hey, what do you think would happen if a Ukrainian plane was able to avoid all the defense mechanisms and bomb Moscow?
I think you would probably see a lot of escalation.
Yeah, you would see, yes. It would be, the fact is, if they did that, then we'd see, a horrific display of what, of anything that Putin.
Don't you think they deserve it?
Oh, do they?
I mean, it's a very one-sided war right now, whereas the Ukrainians are taking the blunt of the attacks, and they're not really able to retaliate, you know, against Russia, other than on the military side. I wondered about that. I said, you know, what would happen if somebody did plant a bomb, or if they're able to, break through their defenses per se? I wonder what the reaction of the world would be. They'd probably be blaming Ukraine for attacking Russia then.
Probably true. I don't know. No. You know, you ask a hypothetical question that. And the fact is,
it's a bit of a catch-22 there.
It really is.
Yep.
And I think Putin has said that he believes that the sanctions that we put on are in essence a declaration of war. If you've read some of his
things. I believe
the
words he used were economic war.
Economic war, but but in essence, and I think it's where do we cross, what crosses the line, if Putin attacks a NATO country directly, if he goes in and actually fires missiles into Poland, then yep. Katie, bar the door, because I have no idea what's good. Then That's what we would say, a horse of a different color, Jack.
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing is that I know there's negotiations going on behind the scenes, but the negotiations like, well, if the Ukrainians would just lay down our arms, you know, we'll pull out. Well, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
You know.
And frankly, and mostly what it is, it's a little bit like the, while the negotiations are going on, it's simply relocating troops and relocating battle plan for the Russians. So there's no end to this thing, because not unless somehow, some way, enough, and if the West, I don't see a no-fly zone, because frankly that would be crossing the line. But it's I don't know. This is a devil of a situation. It really is. I don't think there's no easy answer on a thing. I think what happened in Afghanistan, and some of the things that we're getting mixed messages from the whole administration right now. This between the Secretary of State Blinken, who walks back comments or tries to clarify, or his press secretary who walks back comments. It's like
very mixed signals.
That's not a good look. That's not a good look to the world, is it?
No, it's not.
No, and you know, the thing is, it's like, well, who actually is in charge now? If this man says one thing and that man says another, and neither of them agree, who can you trust?
And let's put it this way: who was in charge of the Afghanistan of the Afghanistan evacuation, or the end of the war in Afghanistan? Who was in charge? It wasn't.
I don't think anybody was in charge.
No,
it was the State Department.
It was the State Department.
You would think it would be, I don't know, the Department of Defense or something.
Wouldn't you have thought that would be the appropriate agency? Not.
Or maybe a combination of the State and Defense Departments.
And let's put it this way: did the State Department do a good job?
No.
No. Was it a disaster?
Yes.
Yes.
Was it an embarrassment to this country?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, you just sit there and watch this stuff, and you go, how in the world did our country get into a mess like this? We don't know. The right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. If they do, they contradict each other, and you know, it's really sad.
Here's my take on it, Jack, and I have just my take, and it's that Joe Biden, frankly, you know, what he does is, it's one thing to delegate responsibility to somebody. But you say you delegate it, and then you say, well, it's been taken care of. Well, no, you're still the guy that's in charge, whether it's no matter what. And frankly, when you talk, you better be able to say what you mean, and you better mean it, and they better follow it. That's the bottom line. But
the thing is, there's so many different directions that's coming out of the White House. Which way do you follow?
Exactly.
That's the point.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm
going
down to
be
unified.
Pay my taxes in person down here at Des Moines County Courthouse, so I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Way to go.
All right, Jack, good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah. You might have to change yours. There's a topic going on in Iowa that I really would like to get some other people's opinions on.
Are you talking about the school issues?
Yes. So the Iowa House recently passed a bill requiring schools to post their curriculums for parent review. I'm going to read you an article. This is from our good friends up at KCRG in Cedar Rapids. The Iowa House voted 60-36 in favor of passing HF 2577, which would make Iowa public schools and charter schools have to post their curriculum and books online for parents to see and review. Schools such as Lynn Mar have argued that the impact of the legislation would drastically limit the ability of educators to adapt and meet the individualized need of their students if passed. With the bill, parents will be able to review any instructional materials and request that their students opt out of certain materials. If any schools or materials change, the teachers would be required to update information by the end of the school week, and violating the law's transparency requirements would lead to fines between $500 and $5,000. That would be to the teachers directly. The bill now goes to the Senate for a vote. That's the article, once again, from our good friends up at KCRG in Cedar Rapids. I really don't see the point of this bill.
I don't either.
Other than it's purely, in my opinion, my own singular opinion, punishing educators for teaching certain subjects.
Well, and it's putting a great power into.
And you're going to fine them $5,000.
Well,
up to $5,000 for violating that. That's That's a month's salary for some teachers.
Well, the fact is, well, yeah, exactly. Or more.
That is ridiculous.
Or more than that, yeah.
What right do you have? What right do you have?
I don't know why you, I don't even know why this, it, I tell you what we have, is we've got a legislature that is bent on following, basically, rolling things back to basically a different age. It's basically, they want to have, it's the control over everything, and that, and turning it back to being a, I'm not sure if this is a, I'm not even sure what. It's, it, does this come out of the, is this part of the governor's plan? I think it is, isn't it? From the
it's definitely
the condition
been
of the state, isn't
it?
It's
been
there?
Endorsed by the governor,
that's
yes.
What, yeah, that's what, so I'm guessing that that's, the question is, and we've got some other laws too, this also, unemployment rolled back from 26 weeks to 16.
Which is also, I don't know how to feel about that.
I don't, if you're, well, I've got to, you know, this is such a, this is a
unemployment is a very mixed bag of issues because some people do really need those benefits.
Well, here's the issue. The real issue as I see it is the fact that we had during the pandemic, we had such an incredible, we had such stupidity going on in terms of the stimulus packages for unemployment. You lost your job, but you got more money. You got unemployment. Plus, you got an extra $600, and it just kept on going. Mm-hmm. So it was like, okay, but why work, right?
I don't know. But back to the books thing. Actually, when I was sitting in for you when you were on vacation, we had Pat Cohen on the show, and he and I actually had a very long discussion about this off mic, and he argued it was an issue of transparency and communication between parents and schools, and that's all well and good. But to me, this really reeks of a lot of other legislations regarding, to use an example, I'm going to use the film industry as an example of this. It's saying either the government saying to the school districts, like they did the movies, you do what we want, or you do this, or we'll do it for you.
Well, here's the other side of that issue, or the other side of the issue is that, if a parent objects to one, if one parent objects, if one parent says, okay, well, this is not fun. The problem is you've got different standards. You have different standards in every household in
then they have
area.
Every right to put them in a different school then, or in a different curriculum.
Precisely. And you can complain.
I'm just saying, this seems like this legislation seems like an overt threat to education saying, do what we want or we'll do it for you.
We've got an awful lot of laws that are being passed nationwide that are basically restricting what people, or the ability of people to do their jobs and to do them well. And also giving more power to people that may not have that they really don't deserve or shouldn't have that type of power in the first place.
I think we can agree on that wholeheartedly. But if there's one upside to this I can see, and that is if you're trying to show tell kids what they're not supposed to learn about, I can guarantee you they will go out of their way to learn everything about it.
I would agree with that.
If you make a book or a magazine or a comic book illegal, that's the surest way to make sure everybody reads it.
Well, the thing is, the matter, censorship is still censorship, no matter what you tag, no matter what you want to tag it as.
Mm-hmm.
And removing books that are, then the number of books, because anyone can object to any book because of whatever personal feeling, this one crosses the line because of my fundamentalist belief.
That is your opinion. You do not speak for the masses.
But that's the question. Who does, who, how much, how does it work in terms of actually operational? To me, it sounds like a single parent can simply decide to make this happen.
That is my main point. We cannot think of this in a mentality where we're grouping everyone is the same. This has to be everyone's opinion on whatever's being taught or is curtailed to the individual. People can have the same beliefs, and that's fine, but you can't say everyone believes this because a few people said they believe it.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. The legislature is let's put it this way, the political spectrum has changed, and also
introducing politics into everyday life.
It's an us everything is us versus them. It's an us versus them
and
kind of mentality.
And that is no way for society as a whole to exist.
But it's the way it does and the way it is.
I understand. I know. We live in a society.
That's it. We're going to take a break. We've got more on the way. 319-754-1490. We'd love to hear from you today.
Well, what shall we talk about?
You're listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
I think Baker thinks he was done wrong here. And I guess and what you'll get from people is, and you'll get from, somebody who's a pro Baker, like, hey, look, he played hurt. Okay, he played terrible. The idea that he's going to react to a news of the day on social media is pretty much the most Baker Mayfield thing ever.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
2 to 5 weekdays on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
It's about time to spring clean. Standard of Beaverdale has already started. They have been working to completely rearrange their store to improve the look and make it more organized and easier for shoppers. As typically happens when you clean, Standard made a get-rid-of pile. Stop in to see what markdowns and deals they have waiting for you, including deals on cleaning supplies to get you started on your own spring cleaning. Speaking of cleaning, let's talk laundry. Standard is happy to report that they are fully stocked with Speed Queen washers and dryers ready to deliver and install. They also have the PureWash Ionic Laundry Purifier. This system hooks right up to your washing machine and saves you money by not having to use laundry detergent and only needing to use cold water. It kills bacteria, viruses, and mold. This proven technology has been used by hospitals and hotels for years. Stop out and let Standard answer any questions you might have on Pure Wash. Shop Standard at Beardale in West Burlington, Iowa, open 6 days a week.
The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Behold the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer. This isn't some bean counter. Today's CFO is critical to the strategy, growth, and profitability of the business. But in growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs. One who's struggling to keep up with spreadsheets everywhere, manual processes, errors, and lack of visibility into the numbers. It takes weeks to close the books. And one who's on top of their game. Automated reports, inventory, e-commerce, and HR flow into the financial models seamlessly. Insights coming with the click of a button. This CFO uses NetSuite by Oracle with visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. That's why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system used by over 29,000 growing businesses. Like I said, the CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Head to NetSuite.com/advantage for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. NetSuite.com/advantage. NetSuite.com/advantage.
Well, the bottom line is that the political discourse, or there is no political, you're either on our side or you're on the other side. And that's what we have, the kind of the us versus them mentality.
And it's not just politics, it's everything.
It's in everything we have. And frankly, let's face it.
Spend any amount of time on the Internet, you'll see that.
Well, and the
Internet's probably the biggest example.
You put that... if you stand in, frankly, you can't be either. You can't be a middle of the road Republican, and you really can't be a middle of the road Democrat.
No, but nobody's going to listen to you.
Even though that's where most people live,
nobody's going to listen to you.
Most people live in the middle, someplace in the middle, and they are not being served because there isn't enough people that are in the middle, and it should be. The way a president runs, or the way a president was always built on the idea, okay, you realize that you've got your left, your party may have this platform, and you are, maybe right if you're in the Republican, or you may be left if you're in a Democrat, but you got to be able to govern. Governing has to be in the center.
Campaigning and governing are two different things.
They are different, but what has happened is that line has become blurred because the people that are on the extremes of those
yes,
sides.
Yes, because they feel they have to placate to those voters.
And by doing that, and it's the fact is, is it placating to the voters or is it placating to the people? They figure that if they've been elected by it, so then by representation, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The answer to that is yes.
All right. But that's a sad state of affairs. Would you agree with that?
Yes, it is. And you said you found something interesting before we got back.
I was just looking at Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians retired.
Bruce Arians retired?
Yes, he's being replaced by Todd Bowles. He retired today.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Anyway,
he finally got his second Super Bowl and his first as a head coach. He had a very long career with a lot of success.
Anyway, it is Thursday. Coming up tomorrow, we've got some special guests, and we'll also have. I'm going to be dealing with Jacob Yacobs, that's right. He's going to be joining me tomorrow to talk about the Bel Canto Corral. He's going to be joining me at our 7:25 hour. That is coming up tomorrow. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.
Sports and public affairs excellence continues. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington.